Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Today is Nacho Day.
National Nacho Day. Who knew there was such a thing?
Actually, I also love nachos so much.
The show is troubling.
No, it's
layered like nachos.
Yeah.
Nacho!
Let's make nachos! Nachos, nachos, nachos!
Nacho, nacho, man.
Happy National Nachos Day.
It's showtime.
How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
Today, it's going to be sunny and cooler. Temps in the upper 50s.
Yeah, throwback Thursday, 6:45. We have for you Mission Impossible, the Blu-ray. That's right. Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning. If you want that Blu-ray, text in your first and last name and where you're from right now. 302-858-5117. Jess, you got the details.
Yeah. Our lives are the sum of our choices, and you can bring home Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning on DVD and 4K now. Tom Cruise, he stars as Ethan Hunt in this action-packed thrill ride that film critics are calling the biggest and wildest mission yet. Go inside the incredible stunts with over 50 minutes of jaw-dropping extras when you buy on DVD and 4K. It's available at participating retailers, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.
And good luck.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Celebrity Buzz. We got sports coming up. Jess, what you got?
All right, so California Republicans announced a federal lawsuit on Wednesday to challenge Proposition 50, which voters approved on Tuesday. Democrats' unofficial results show more than 64% supported the measure to redraw congressional districts, potentially making 5 seats more favorable to Democrats, who launched the plan in response to a similar move in Texas. The case could advance now to the Supreme Court. Jelly Roll is blasting a Louis Vuitton store. He says that they treated him like he was planning to rob the place.
Really?
This video has been trending online on his Instagram stories, but after performing a series of shows in Sydney, Australia, Jelly Roll shared on his Instagram stories on Wednesday that during a visit to the Louis Vuitton store there in Sydney, he felt like he was treated like a potential criminal. He says, "Hey man, the Louis Vuitton here in Sydney, they legitimately just treated us like we were getting ready to come in and rob the place."
What?
Yeah, he shared this video. He filmed, you know, out on the streets of Sydney with the store in the background. He says, "Listen, the last time I was looked at like a criminal this bad, I was actually a criminal." He also says that he faced numerous legal issues when he was younger and is open about his troubled past, which does include jail time for drug charges and aggravated robbery committed as a teenager. He says that those convictions did previously hinder the Grammy-nominated artist's ability to tour internationally, with these current headlining dates making Jelly Roll the first ever tour to come to Australia and New Zealand. But the video is trending online. It's on his Instagram stories, and they said that they treated him like he was planning on robbing the place. Yeah, not a good look. And Jimmy Kimmel Live, he's holding a food drive because Trump, we know, you know, apparently is threatening to halt these SNAP benefits. So in response to that suspension of SNAP and the ongoing government shutdown, Jimmy Kimmel came live on his show. He launched a food drive. He says that it's going to aid the Los Angeles Food Bank and also the St. Joseph Center. The LA Food Bank works to mobilize resources to fight hunger in our community, he says. And St. Joseph Center helps working poor families and people experiencing homelessness to achieve stability and be self-sufficient. So the show posted on Instagram, "Cutting SNAP benefits creates an uncertainty for American children, our seniors, and our families. So we are inviting you to bring your donations out to the Hollywood Backlot in Los Angeles from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The drive is called the Jimmy Kimmel Live Big Beautiful Food Bank, and he is seeking items like canned meats and cereals, protein bars, hygiene products. The effort follows a previous drive supporting victims of the LA fires, and that was also huge. But now he says that he's going to hold this food drive and he wants to help everyone in the community.
Okay.
And Netflix and Sony, they have confirmed plans for the sequel to K-Pop Demon Hunters. They say right now they're aiming for a 2029 release. The animated musical follow-up may take several years to complete due to the lengthy production process, and the date could shift depending all on the development. The original film follows a fictional K-pop girl group who fights demons through their music.
And you said 2029.
I know.
The people who are into it aren't even going to be into it by then.
Well,
4 years?
I know. Apparently, it's going to take that long due to the lengthy production process.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You have to wait that long.
Yeah, that's a little cray. Yep. 6:49. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. We got sports up next. It's Throwback Thursday.